Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Do you have an account at a bank that might have millions or even billions of dollars of potential losses from loans to the Russian government or businesses in that country? The Russian government owes at least $100 billion in debts to international banks. There are another $100 billion or so of bank loans to Russian businesses, many of which are majority owned by that government. A month ago, the cost for a creditor of the Russian government to purchase a 5-year credit default swap as insurance against the risk of default on repayment was 5% of face value. As of Monday morning this week, the credit default swap cost had soared to 58% of the face value of the debt. That means that world financial markets are projecting an 80% likelihood that the Russian government will default on its debt. But not only is this more than $100 billion in debts owed to foreign banks, these same international banks also own at least $41 billion in credit default swap contracts on this debt. If the Russian government defaults, the bank that loaned the funds would bear the loss unless they had purchased a credit default swap. If they did have a credit default swap, then the lender would theoretically be made whole by the other bank on the other side of the swap. Either way, the banking industry is at high risk of losing billions of dollars on loans made to Russia. So, which banks are on the hook either for loans to the Russian government or to make good on related credit default swaps? Almost no one knows. The foreign banks with a huge presence in the Russian economy may have more exposure than others, which includes the American bank Citibank. Most of those banks have seen their stock prices fall 30 to 50% in the past month. How much might JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and other major American banks be at risk of major losses soon? Do you really want to risk having your money at America's largest banks? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.